That'll be good. All right, Johnny Mac, good show, man. I will catch up with you tomorrow, right, brother?
All right, sounds good. See y'all.
All right, thanks, Jim Mac. There's Johnny Mac, John McMullen, host of Birds 365. Follow him on X at JF McMullen. Appreciate him doing it today. All right, a lot of conversation we will have here on Xander Time today. I certainly respect and understand John's perspective on all of the things that happened with Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel. I am not a reporter. I am not a colleague. I don't know Diana Rossini from a can of paint, and I don't really give a rat's ass about her, so I have a different opinion of it. I will share some of that with you today. We did talk about it on the show, and we will do more of that today. I'll also take some comments from the great people of Jacob Nation, because I do think this is one where I am interested in what people have to say, all right, especially what you guys have to say today. So first things first, I will just say something from the personal standpoint here. And I don't want to turn this into gossip hour. At the end of the day, adults are adults, and adults are going to be adults, and they're responsible for their own decisions, their own actions, and all of those different things. And quite frankly, I don't give a rat's ass. But there's a standard in which I live my life, and I've said this for a long time. I have a business, okay? I have clients. I have people I work with. I have contractors. I have employees. I have sponsors. I have colleagues. I have all different things. Can I tell you what I would never do? Ever. I would never do business, do a deal, do a contract. I wouldn't even want to have a conversation with somebody in business that cheats on their spouse. And there are people out there who think, oh, yeah, God, yeah, whatever, it's cool. One, grow the fuck up. And two, if somebody will cheat on their spouse or their family, what the fuck do you think they'll do to you? What will they do to you? They're not even loyal to the things that are important in their own life. Now you're going to sign a contract with them? Now you're going to do business with them? No, thank you. No, thank you. No interest. I don't care how good the deal is. I don't care how much money you want to offer. I'm uninterested. I don't want to do it. So with that being said, again, adults are going to adult. She can do whatever the hell she wants to do. I think she's a scumbag. And even if they didn't do anything more than what is evidenced or shown on the pictures, I mean, really? How many people are here are married? I'm getting married in 2 months. And if you think I'd ever step in a hot tub with some woman that's not my wife and expect that to be seen as normal, you're outside your mind. And I'm sure many of you feel the same way about your spouse. You got a wife, you got a husband, whatever the case may be. She has destroyed her credibility far more than John insinuated. I understand where John's coming from. Oh, this doesn't mean all the AJ smoke isn't there. I get that. That's fine. I'm not even talking about AJ Brown. Anything Diana Rossini says, it's not even going to register to me. I don't care. Take her reporting, everything she's talked about, and throw it in the trash can. Now, I'll listen to Les Snead. I'll listen to Jeff McClain. I'll listen to John McMullen. I'll listen to all these people. Diana Rossini, John's been using the phrase, throw the baby out with the bathwater. Throw that reporting, take everything she's ever said, and throw it in the trash can. I want nothing to do with it. I don't give a rat's ass about it. And to me, it's poop water. You have a cup of water, right? You got a cup of coffee. Somebody takes just a one little drop of toilet water and puts it in your coffee. You still going to drink it? And again, I understand people who say there are people judge and don't judge, you know, people throw stones from a glass house. I understand all those things. And I'm not here to tell you I'm perfect or that I'm above anybody. I don't believe that. I truly don't believe that. But at the end of the day, religion out of it, all those things out of it, is there not an objective moral decency, right and wrong, good and evil, dark and light that exist in the world, that exist with common sense? You know, I saw somebody in the chat saying, oh, you know, it's all the religious people. Religion has nothing to do with it. You don't have to be religious to understand that there is an objective truth about right and wrong, moral decency. I think Mike Vrabel's a scumbag, and I think Diana Rossini's a scumbag. And I don't know what they did. I'm not going to speculate. But dancing on a rooftop, holding hands in a hot tub, getting all cozy. Diana, either do your fucking job or go to another line of work. Twiz says morality comes from... Well, Twiz, even if it comes from religion, if you take religion out of it, is my point, Twiz. If you take religion out of it, is there an objective right and wrong in the world, Twiz? Truth. In the pursuit of truth, Twiz, religion aside, is there an objective way to view something that's morally right and morally wrong? Yes or no? You're not wrong that morality in itself comes from religion. Yes, I agree with that. I'm a religious man. I understand that. But for those who are not, in the pursuit of truth, that's fair. It's personal preference. I like to believe that, you know, there is a human decency that exists, that we are born, you know, with the ability to distinguish what's inherently right and inherently wrong, whether you deem yourself a religious person or not. And by the way, just because you're a religious person doesn't mean that you're a good arbiter of that.
I used to just go with whatever meat looked good or was on sale at the grocery store. But now that I've experienced the exceptional quality, flavor, and convenience that you can get from Omaha Steaks, I'm never going back. They can build a custom food plan based on your schedule, which means less food waste and stocking up on high-quality proteins to always have on hand. With Omaha Steaks in your freezer, you're always just minutes away from a quality dinner, whether it's Taco Tuesday or a weekend feast. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code YUM at checkout for $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
Either, which I think is fair as well. For example, it doesn't take a religious man to know that stealing, that murder is wrong. It doesn't take a religious person to know that adultery is wrong. At least it shouldn't to me. At least it shouldn't to me. Diana Rossini can get lost. In fact, if we never mention her name on this program again, I think that would be completely fair. Never mention her name again. And again, I'll say, in business, you see somebody that cheats on their spouse, you go, oh, yeah, what a badass. That guy gets bitches. Yeah, wow, how cool he is. Woo! What will that person do to you? You're dirt on the bottom of their shoe. Their own family is dirt on the bottom of their shoe. Diana Rossini is a bedbug. Diana Rossini, zero credibility. I have zero interest in anything she has to say. I'll take some comments from the great people of Jacob. Oh, yeah, Preston, you know, let me mention this as well. Real quick, one more thing on this, not to pile on, but I'm going to pile on because, look, I'm a talk show host on, you know, in the sports world, and this has come out. This is not the first time this has happened with Diana Rossini. Now, some of you may not know that. Diana Rossini, one, covered the Titans when Mike Vrabel was with the Titans. Okay. Second, the former general manager of the Washington Redskins at the time, his wife publicly stated that Diana Rossini was getting information on the Washington Redskins from her husband because she was his side piece. Again, I don't know if it's true. I don't know. I'm not saying it is. I'm not accusing. All I'm doing is giving you the information that's out there. If you want to go and research it, you can go and research it yourself. There's not a stitch about that lady that is credible. Not as much as a smithereens. And this is a win for Dabney. A lot of you guys see Dabney's always going at people in the chat. Dabney's been right about this. Doesn't mean all the AJ Brown stuff is going away. It doesn't mean that. I agree with John on that. Dabney said months ago, Diana Rossini cannot be trusted. Dabney was correct in that regard, without a doubt. I have zero respect for that. I have zero respect for Diana Rossini. And you know what? To be frank, I have zero respect for Mike Vrabel, too. Now, he's not going to get the type of backlash that I'm sure she will. And whatever, you can have your opinion on that. It's standard. I don't really give a shit. I don't really care what it is. But I have no respect for him as a man either. Again, if he'll do that to his own family, what will he do to you? This is why I always say, I don't give a rat's ass about nice guys or nice people. Oh, I'm nice to you, to your family. What does that mean? If Mike Vrabel, oh, he's the player's coach, right? He loves all his players. Yeah, woo, yeah. Player's coach, yeah. Hug you, the player, yeah. I love you guys. I'm in your corner. That's being nice. That's the act. The act only matters when it comes with the real stuff. If I were one of his players, I wouldn't trust that dude. I wouldn't trust that dude. Alfredo says, Howie sucks at drafting wide receivers besides Smitty, by the way. So no, you're not wrong about that. Who's a wide receiver Howie Roseman has drafted outside of Devontae Smith that's been successful? I don't think there is one. I don't think there is one. Here's Power Ranger. What's up, Power Ranger? Sorry, I forgot to read these to John. Power Ranger says, best conspiracy theory is this. Jalen Hurts is the source of the leak. He plays better when there was a fire under him, so he dissed himself for motivation. Well, I don't think that's likely, but I do think Jalen does play better when there is a lot of stuff out there. Some take that as a good thing. Some take that as a bad thing. I don't think it's great that if the Eagles feel the way they communicate to Jalen is via press, if that's true. I'm not buying your conspiracy, though. I just hope Jalen Hurts plays better because that means the Eagles are going to be better. And if the Eagles are better, that means as fans, we're all happier. That's it. That's all it is. I don't think it's love or hate for Jalen Hurts. I just want him to play better so the team plays better, so the team has better success. That's it. Simple. Here's Sauce It Up. It's amazing how stats get you paid, but wins don't. So if Jalen gets 4K yards and 30 touchdowns but don't win the bowl, he'll get paid? Yes, Sauce It Up. Sauce It Up. It's a team game made up of individuals. Here is the Phillies ace. What's up, brother? Thank you for the super chat, man. I love it. Xander is fired up and keeps 100. Much respect to you, brother. That's why you have to take things people say with a grain of salt because things that go down behind the scenes. It's true, man. It's true. It's a good lesson in terms of, you know, like you say, take things with a grain of salt. You know, nothing is impossible. Nothing is can be ruled out completely. Philly's Ace, thanks for the super, brother. I appreciate it, man. He says this again, follows up. It makes you and Sills that are good for this business look really bad, which sucks because you have ethics many people don't. Yeah, you know what? I don't give a rat's ass about the approval of any of you or any other human. That's just the stone cold truth. Approval from you, and I appreciate it, but approval from you does nothing for me. Got to please God. That's it. And if you're not a religious person, you gotta please whatever it is that is your God. Everybody has a God, whether they want to admit it or not. For some people, it's themselves. For other people, it's their work. For some people, it's being a scumbag and cheating on their spouse. Whatever your God is, maybe it's money, maybe it's materials, whatever it might be. Everybody's got one. For Twiz, it's olives at the snack bar. Fine example. So, all right. Yeah, I thought all this crap was not a good look, obviously, as I've said. But again, back to the Eagles' perspective of it. Take that cup of water and throw it out. I have no interest in Diana Rossini, and I will chronicle for you guys. On October 17th of last year, Diana Rossini went on a podcast, a Patriots podcast hosted by a Patriots insider, and told Patriots fans to keep their eye on A.J. Brown. This was 6 months ago when the Eagles were denying they had any desire to trade the player. March. She obviously reported they were poking around. The Patriots were poking around on A.J. Brown. March 13th, she doubled down. Patriots are making a strong push for A.J. Brown. She was the first to say the phrase, heating up closer to June 1st. Which, by the way, how many times have you now heard say that been said and permeated? March 28th. She's making pillow talk and cozying up in a hot tub 2 hours away from where the owners' meetings were with the head coach of the very same team that she tied A.J. Brown to continuously. Now, John might not think that that's it's not as big of a deal as I made it. I disagree vehemently. I'm not saying A.J. Brown, it's all sunshine and peaches and cream. I'm not saying that. I don't know. I think there is some smoke there. But again, my new operating state on A.J. Brown is I'll listen to everything. Anything that has to do with Diana Rossini can be discarded in the garbage can. It means nothing to me. It bears no fruit. There is nothing about it that I deem credible or even really worth talking about. Go sleep with the Patriot or do whatever you want. Go in hot tubs. I don't know if you're sleeping. Who knows? Go whatever you want to do. And you can deal with that with your family. But I ain't using your reports as a credible source. No way. No way. I mean, some people are like, well, it might actually mean that there's more truth to it. Yeah, but again, are you of the belief that media people don't have the ability to sway the narrative or the public perception, or in this case, even the league-wide perception? I mean, how do we know Mike Vrabel's not the one saying, keep prying this because I want to pry an opening so that the Patriots can get A.J. Brown? I mean, that could be true too. Big Mike, I think this is a good question, and I don't know. I don't know. Mike says, Xander, do you think that Howie will steer clear of trading A.J. to the Patriots? Because I don't know, dude. I don't know. Maybe, Big Mike. Maybe. I don't know how Howie sees it. At the end of the day, I think what Howie's perspective should be is, I'm trying to do what's best for the Eagles at the end of the day. I can't worry about Diana Rossini's career, Mike Vrabel as a coach, the New England Patriots as an organization, perceptions of people in the media. Howie Roseman has one job, and that's to make the Philadelphia Eagles a better roster, a better football team, and built for win, for to win. You know, if they get a one from the Patriots, shit, and that's the best thing they want to do, well, then I wouldn't rule that out. Kimberly says, Vrabel's more guilty to me, head coach of Bills organization leaking info. Maybe, Kimberly. I think they're both at fault, and I don't put one above the other, but that's fine by me. Philly's Ace said, does that mean AJ's staying here? I don't know, Philly's Ace. I don't think that means that for sure, but I can just, again, I'm out on Diana Rossini and all her reports. And by the way, one more public comment on this, and I know I'm getting into TMZ. I'm getting into the gossip, and I really don't want to do it, but, you know, a public message to Diana Rossini's husband. Get out of there, brother. I don't give a rat's ass whether it's as innocent as they said or not. Get out of there. Again, if you're a married person and that picture comes out of your spouse, I'll let you decide. I'll let you decide. Sleazy people. It's a perfect word for it, Chuck. Hungry Dog says, some countries and religions celebrate polygamy like Mormons in our country. For 90% of the Western population, it destroys families. Not sure what the fuck that has to do with Diana Rossini sleeping with the head coach of the Patriots, but, or hanging out in a hot tub with him. I shouldn't say sleeping with, we don't know that to be true, but Philly's Ace. Does that mean AJ is staying? Oh, I got that one. Jan, are you locking hands? Brian Pump, I don't lock hands with anybody, bro. Outside of my woman. I had no interest. Lock hands. Lock hands and hugging and rubbing backs and shit. Scummy person. Rasputin says, I can despise another human being without it affecting my willingness to do business with them if it's all above board. Yeah, see, Rasputin, not me at all. I'm not signing a contract with somebody who will cheat on their own family, because inevitably, Rasputin, when push comes to shove, when shit hits the fan, when it's not all peaches and cream, when things don't work like you thought they were going to work, when the money gets tight, when something happens, inevitably, because guess what? It's life. I don't want them in my corner. I don't want to do business with them. I don't want money coming from them. I don't want to be giving them money. I don't want services from them. No, thank you. I'll go another route. And if that means I have to look a little harder or spend a little more or be a little bit more diligent, so be it. I'm uninterested in somebody that turns on their own family. Now, believe me, they'll turn on you too. Now, Rashton, you can do whatever you want. I'm just giving you my opinion. I'm uninterested in doing business with people like that. So, all right, guys. Woo, boy. Not what I expected the show to be about today. I can't wait for Cilio's show. Not often do I say I have no idea what Cilio's perspective is going to be, but I am very excited to hear what Cilio has to say. Some of you might dislike Cilio because of the way he talks about the Philadelphia Eagles, but at the end of the day, I've worked with Cilio for 5 years, and one of the things I've always appreciated about Cilio is he's as real gets. And I've worked with plenty of people in this business who are not. So, I don't know. I'm curious to hear what Cilio has to say about it. Pump says, imagine, yeah, for the kids. I mean, Pump, that's, you know, again, selfish people who don't give a rat's ass other than pleasing themselves. No interest in doing business. Exactly my point. That's precisely my point. They don't give a shit about their kids. You think they give a shit about you because you're going to business with them? The minute you stop serving them, they turn on you too. Don't do business with people like that. That's my perspective. That's just my opinion. You don't have to take it. You can take it with a grain of salt, just like you take Diana Rossini's reports with a grain of salt. So be it. So be it. I have to agree. I've lost a lot. Brandon, it's better to lose money and you know, pursue that. Donald says, I understand what you're saying, Z, but truthfully, cheating is a little different than doing some other things that brings your integrity into question. We don't know how bad either of their lives are. Bullshit. 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 Donald. Oh, I had a bad month. Oh, me and my husband were fighting. Let me go cheat. What? Are you under the impression that relationships, that marriage, that having a spouse and a family and kids is just going to be peaches and cream? And the second it's no longer peaches and cream, you have an opt-out. Oh, hey, it's built in. If we don't have a good year in 2034, well, hey, it's a tough life. Fuck that. Everybody's got a tough life. Everybody's got shit to deal with. You think that's a good enough excuse to turn your back on people? Don't get married then, Donald. Don't make an oath to somebody. I disagree with that 100%. That's exactly the type of thing I think I run from. I don't care what our relationship looks like when it's good. What does that mean? I care what it looks like when it's bad. That's loyalty. That's character. Not when it's good. Hey, when it's good, I'm here. I promise. I got your back. When it's not good, I'm out. When it's not good, I wasn't getting the love or whatever. What a bad Donald. I'm sorry. That's a terrible way to think about it. A terrible way to think about it. I couldn't disagree with you more. I couldn't disagree with you more. But will AJ be gone? Who knows, folks? Who knows? What the fallout will be? I don't know. Brandon, my bad. Did I miss your super? My bad, brother. Let me get to it. I think I got it, but you said you weren't here. What did you say? You were on a call? Jumped on a walk. Yeah, I got you, bro. I'll read it again. AJ Brando said this. AJ would want to stay if he was facing down a. AJ would want to stay if he was facing down a trade to Cleveland. That's why the four teams thing matters. Also, there's a chance he stays if one of those four teams don't give up a first round pick. Oh, Brando, I 100% agree. But you are right in that, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Like, he's got this list of four teams, and now Howie has to abide by that too. Bullshit. Oh shit, dude, you don't want to be here anymore. I'm trading you for whatever is best for my organization, not for what's best for AJ Brown. I said, I get what you're saying. I think it's a lot more. Well, yeah, Donald, I'm not insinuating they were having an affair. I don't know. I'm not going to insinuate that because I don't know. And I'm not saying it's true. I only have the information that's been publicly made available. And that was pictures that looked pretty awful. And whether their spouses were at the bar or not, Diana Rossini, as a reporter in the NFL, the lead reporter for a massive entity and organization in The Athletic, should not be in a hot tub with the coach of the team she is tying to AJ Brown more often than every other team. That is a conflict. Michael says both claim they were with parties of people. However, the people that leaked the photos said they were. Yeah, that's what the reporting is right now. That's what the stories are in. Tea Time says, y'all don't see how bad this looks. Oh, Tea Time, it looks terrible. It looks terrible. Later, friends they claim to be with could not support their claims. Yeah, there's, you know, my pops used to use the word skullduggery. Just saying, at some point, if you limit your business interactions to only the pious, you'll be on an island. So be it, Rasputin. It is what it is, my friend. It is what it is. I'm more interested in pleasing God than building my business, than making money, than whatever the case might be. And I'm not saying I'm always perfect in that or always in pursuit of the right thing. I'm a human being who's subject to mistakes and failure and being wrong. Those are all part of it as well. EC says collusion tampering. Maybe. I am, you know what I am interested in? On another note, I am interested in how this has been handled. How this is going to be handled, excuse me, with the NFL and with The Athletic. You know, take out the personal belief of what they've done is wrong and just go into the shoes of the NFL if you can for a second. Again, major conflict here, folks. The lead reporter for a massive entity that covers this league, the lead NFL reporter for that company, the lead NFL, not the lead Patriots reporter, not the lead Eagles reporter, the league-wide lead reporter for The Athletic is Diana Rossini. And she's cozying up with one of the NFL head coaches. I mean, that's going to have to be addressed. Isn't Eskin a business partner in the sense that he's a fairly regular? Well, I mean, if you deem someone being a guest, I don't have a contract. I don't have any ties. I don't pay him any money. I don't receive any money. It's just a program. You know, just a program. Did you see what the Athletic? Yeah, that was their first. Be Preston. Let's see what the fallout is. You know, Preston, the Athletic said that. Let's see if the NFL does anything. Because I think the NFL is going to have to do something. You ever heard the phrase, you know, protecting the shield? Well, that's a big thing in the NFL world. Protect the shield. That's the most important thing. Protect the shield. Well, Mike Vrabel didn't protect the shield. Diana Rossini didn't protect the shield. The Athletic didn't protect the shield. So if Roger Goodell calls the executive at the Athletic today and says, yo, dude, now we have questions coming up about the credibility of the people who cover our league and whether there's any integrity or any truth involved, or whether there's a bunch of BS that's permeating the narratives. Now I have a public relations nightmare. I'm revoking athletic credentials. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying, in theory, if something like that happened, well, guess what? The Athletic, I promise you this. This is what I 100% promise you this morning. The Athletic is more loyal to their credentials with the NFL than they are to Diana Rossini. That is 100% guaranteed. Tea Time says journalists are already defending. Yeah, well, guess what, Tea Time? I'm not a journalist. And that's like one of those code of conduct things. You know, and look, I'm not going to bash John for it. It is what it is, you know. If he wants to, that's fine. People are going to, look, colleagues are going to defend their colleagues. It is what it is. I have no relationship with her. I have never spoken a word to her. I don't know her from a can of paint. I am simply a spectator and a talk show host. I have zero reason or have been given zero evidence to defend her actions. Zero. You're tea time, that's that code of conduct, right? Reporters will defend reporters, but won't defend the athletes if they do something stupid. Rasputin says, Rasputin, I appreciate your point. I have no problem with you going back and forth on it, by the way. I'm not gonna, I think it's a good thing to challenge and have thought. I'm up here alone, you know. That's why I try and take viewer comments. He says, I get your point and agree that they're terrible human beings, but he's the head coach, not the GM or the owner. Kraft cheated on his wife, and that didn't seem to sway the opinion of making a trade with the Pats. That's fair. That's fair. And again, you know, Rasputin, again, like I said earlier, you know, Howie's business can't be about managing the PR mess that is the New England Patriots or Mike Vrabel or Diana Rossini or The Athletic for that matter. It's to make the Philadelphia Eagles better and to make the best decisions that improve the Philadelphia Eagles, the team, the roster, and where they stand in the league. That's Howie's number one job. My hope is that Howie's loyal to that. And maybe that does mean that making a trade with the Pats makes sense. It might. I'm not saying don't make the trade with the Pats. I'm just saying they're not people that, you know, should be trusted. Since we see this, I'm not trading AJ to Pat. Who took these picks? Who took the picks? I don't know, folks. That's a bigger question. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure right now it's a bad day to be Diana Rossini's husband, and it's a bad day to be one of her children. And same thing goes for Mike Vrabel and his family. Again, whether you allege there's wrongdoing or not, whether you think that it matters or not, you know, that's something they're going to have to deal with their own families. It's not something I have to deal with. But Big Dom on the picks. Big Dom out here blowing up the AJ Brown trade, baby. That's a conspiracy theory I like. That is a conspiracy I buy. Big Dom out here showing his value to the Philadelphia Eagles. Hangry Dogs, I want you to think about what you just said for a second. You think the NFL removing credentials from The Athletic would damage the NFL more than it would damage The Athletic? Or in the case of your comment, in the context of your comment, I don't believe it would damage the NFL at all. Are you kidding me? You know how many networks there are right now that cover the National Football League? The Athletic is like a drop in the bucket. Come on, dude. NFL removing credentials could bring legal repercussions? I don't think so. Your lead reporter was in a hot tub with the coach. And by the way, that's not a clear-cut court case. That's up that is a subjective court case. So I guess if you get a judge that's on your side, maybe. I think it would be pretty easy to prove the negative repercussions of your lead reporter being in a hot tub with the coach. And maybe that would mean that there needs to be repercussions for Mike Vrabel too. Maybe. But come on, dude. Drozone is correct. The NFL would steamroll The Athletic. It wouldn't even matter. It would be a blip on the radar. I mean, Hangry Dogs, remember here, we're talking about a potential $1 trillion entity when you're talking about the NFL as a whole. You have 32 teams. Let's say the average value of a team is $8 to $10 billion. The teams collectively means they're worth $300 to $320 billion collectively. Now add in the TV deals, add in the league, add in the league office, add in the marketing, add in all of the employees, add in the officiating, add in every other thing that comes with the NFL shield. I mean, you're talking about a $1 trillion entity here. Yeah, that's right. That's right. The NFL reporter who was sleeping with Jimmy Butler or allegedly in the bubble. That's right. It's a good pull, Rasputin. And you're right. I believe it did cost her. What was that lady's name? Rachel, I think. Rachel Nichols. Is that it? Rachel Nichols. Yep, that's it. Rachel Nichols. I'm pretty sure that did cost her a job. I'm not sure exactly, so I don't want to speak in absolutes there, but. I don't think it could be considered tampering because she's not with like a team, you know?
What would you do if your online store converted 36% more shoppers? You could take 36% more vacation.
Another pina colada?
Yes, please.
Open a new retail location with 36% more square feet.
Fantastic.
Hire 36% more help.
You're hired and you're hired.
Shopify has the world's best converting checkout, up to 36% better than other e-commerce platforms. What you do with those extra sales is up to you. Switch to Shopify today at shopify.com/setup and get a $1 trial. Shopify.com/setup.
So I'm not sure, but obviously I have thoughts on the process. I have thoughts on the way it unfolded. I am not afraid to give them to you as I've done here on Xander Time. All right. You can agree. You can disagree. That's fine by me. I appreciate you pushing back or making the conversation. I think it's all worthy of response and conversation. I have my opinion. That's just that. It's my opinion. It doesn't mean that it's perfectly right. It's just my opinion right now. All right. Pumper's bringing the real truth. I mean, folks, we can turn a blind eye. And again, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm liable for making up or for stating something as fact that's not fact, i.e. she had an affair, i.e. they're sleeping together. I don't know. That might not be true. Remember, I have a legal ramp. I can't be up here and state things publicly that might not be true. But the public information is pretty damning. The photos, it's some sort of private luxury hotel for couples. You know, they're up on a private bungalow balcony together. They're sitting there half naked in a hot tub together. You know? Yeah. Again. I don't know what your moral compass is or what guides it. And I'm not saying that you have to subscribe to mine, but I ask you, if you're a married person, you know what? Even if you're not a married person, I'm sure you have the ability to put yourself in the shoes of somebody that has committed or made a commitment or taken an oath or got married. I mean, you know, whatever the case might be. How would that bode in your household? If that was your spouse, if that was your significant other. And wait a second. You're 2 hours away from where you flew to work. You're sitting in a hot tub with nobody else around on the pictures. Because remember, we only know what the pictures show. Donald, you're right about that. That's all our family knows too. And I guarantee you they ain't happy. Angelo, that's the truth. You have to live with the choices you make, good and bad. No doubt, my friend. No doubt. No doubt. All right, folks. Good Xander Time today. Appreciate all you guys being here. We are 15 days out from the 2026 NFL Draft. All right. So we will see what it is and what ends up coming of it. Seriously, on the hunt, I'll take it. I wouldn't even think. The conversation would be over. Conversation's over. That's why I tell public statement to him, bro. Get out of there. Here's Sliger. I looked it up. There are various protocols that the NFL could use to terminate press credentials of a reporter in an appropriate relationship with the. I'm sure there are, Sliger. Yep, I'm sure there are. I'm absolutely sure there are. So, all right, guys, appreciate you all. Good conversation. Appreciate all those checking in. I do appreciate going up, you know, going back and forth, having the conversation. I think they're all fair, all good points made by many of you, D.O. and Rasputin and Donald. I do appreciate it, but I have my thought process on it. I appreciate you guys listening today. Don't forget to hit the like button on the program. 15 days out from the draft, it should be good. And I will see you guys this afternoon. I'm excited to hear what Cilio has to say about all this as well. So,